Episode 2, Swimming. Well, I'm glad I got the first episode out of the way. It was a bit of stress, but nothing I couldn't handle. I managed to get a few positive messages, and I'd like to say thank you to everyone who took the time, not only to listen, but also let me know what they thought. Somebody did do a bit of moaning, unfortunately, and I was asked to give a shout out to this one particular individual. I credited him last week for giving me the idea to do the podcast, but of course I never named him, and that's what he wants me to do. It would be more professional to do it at the end, but as he didn't listen till the end last week, chances are he won't again. So thank you, Big Ryan Collins, for your advice and help. I took it all on board. Hope that makes you happy. Or you can switch off. Not you, just Ryan. Well, obviously that's what I meant, but please stay with me. I'd like to repeat something else before I get started as well that I mentioned last week. I'm not actually editing this podcast, mostly because I can't. So basically it's a live recording. So any mistakes that I make will be left in. Hopefully there won't be too many, and I'm sure that you'll appreciate that it's not a huge problem. First started swimming in 2018. I'd had the realisation that something needed to change, and quickly. And because of my hips, there wasn't really anything that I could do in terms of exercise. This just seemed the only option. I had tried some other things. Gyms just weren't very good. I can't bend down. And I'm sure there's a few people in the same state as I was. And I'm hoping that this little chat will just motivate you in a way to get you started. I'd not swam for years, and it did show at first. It was terrible. It took me ages to do a length, and I think I only managed about 10 the first time. I mean, I'm not a great deal faster now, but I can do a lot more, and I can actually do a mile, and I don't need any oxygen, which I've got to say wasn't the case in those beginning laps, but stick with it, and you'll get there. Basically, if you've not been in a pool for ages, it's really daunting at first, especially if you're overweight. There's not many clothes to hide behind, and you walk in and all those strangers are just looking at you, or at least you feel that you're the one whose everyone's eyes are on, and you want to get in the water as quick as possible. When you walk as slow as I do, though, and the floors are wet and slippy, it's a long journey to get to the pool. Luckily, where I swim now, there's some lovely stairs and a handrail I can go in quite easily, and I'm walking in forwards. But of course, many pools, that's not the case. They're the ladder-style steps, and you have to go down backwards with both hands clinging onto the rails. And you just know that as you're doing this, nearly everybody's watching, or at least you think. I mean, maybe it's not the case, but you just feel that everybody's watching you descend into the pool. And again, in my case, with the hips, it's not an easy journey. Once you're in, though, you're camouflaged, and my legs feel great. Just being in the water is brilliant. Do a few gentle stretches, but obviously I'm here to get weight off. I need to swim. Now, swimming in the open lane, as it were, where there's family around, it's great at first because it hides you. But it's not ideal if it's packed. Lots of parents throwing the kids around, chucking diving sticks from to fetch. It's a bit of a war zone. Although, like I said, you do tend to blend in quite easily. Nobody notices your crap doggy panel going up and down the pool. But sooner or later, and especially as you get a bit better, you're going to have to enter the world of lane swimming. Now, I'm here to help you out a little bit because there are rules and a bit of etiquette associated with the lanes. First of all, well, mostly if you're a beginner, you're going to get in the slow lane. We know that, though there's a stigma attached, but just choose wisely. I know most people see the slow lane as just for disabled and old people, and a lot just jump in the middle. I've watched them come in, and I've seen people at the edge studying, where shall I go, and they go in the medium. But after a few minutes, they're in the slow lane because somebody's gone in that lane, and who probably should be in the fast lane, but they're just flying past them, and they just feel intimidated. I mean, I wouldn't care if they had a lane called Fat Bastards Who Can't Swim. I'd use that. I've literally mentioned quite a lot of times to the people in the pool, why don't you open up another lane? Call it the snail lane. I generally would use it. Now, at the end of each lane, obviously, there's a board that tells you what the lane is, slow, fast, medium. But there's also a little sign on it showing you which way around you have to swim, clockwise or anti-clockwise. For some reason, they have the lanes different. Again, I don't know why. But if you're the only one going in, just make sure that you're swimming the right way around. It's fine when you're on your own, but if somebody else joins you, I can assure you, they're going to point out that mistake pretty quick. Some guy, the other day, I don't know why, he was swimming along quite happily in the medium lane, and I was happy in the slow lane. There was just us two in. But all of a sudden, he moved into mine, and I looked up, and it's because somebody was there swimming in his, and he couldn't keep up with them. It really is. It's like the food chain in the swimming world. I guess I'm a slug, if that's the case. At best, a small frog. And again, I don't care. Just feel comfortable with where you're swimming. The next thing you have to encounter is the selfish swimmer. There's a few people who pop in the pool and you just have to put up with their weird techniques, and they come in many forms. Usually as you're crossing the lane, you'll get a face full of water, either because they're smashing their hands into it or they're dipping in and out like a dolphin. You get this huge tidal wave coming towards you. You have to time your breathing just right as they hit you. There was a weird one the other day. I was swimming, well, again, opposite this lady. We kept passing, and somebody kept, I kept feeling this water crashing down at my face. And it was only when I had a rest at the other end and let her go in front, I could see. It was a right foot. It was a bit weird. I don't think she was doing it on purpose, but her foot came out and it just smashed back down in the water. It was not a left one, just a right. Like I said, she timed it to perfection. Every time I was going past, bang, face full of water. I mean, the weirdest thing, though, is people pretend they can't see you. A bit like when you're in a car, sitting at a junction, waiting to go out. You're hoping someone's going to let you in. Everybody just drives past, going, I can't let you in because I can't see you. Now, sometimes this isn't a bad thing. Let's just pretend you're in the lane, you're swimming along, you're on your own. Somebody else joins you in the lane. I always try to make eye contact at first. I just have a little look. They look away and ignore you, or they just keep swimming straight forward. I mean, you think, git. But it doesn't bother you. Technically, though, that's the best thing. Because if they do look at you, you give each other a little nod. All right, you feel happy. Yeah, it's nice. You know, the world's a better place. Somebody said hello. And then you swim past the next time, and you sort of look at each other again. And then the third time, you sort of look straight, and just at the last minute, and nod again. What you don't realise, you're going to swim past this same person probably about 30 times, and it just becomes so awkward and embarrassing. The nod becomes an eye twitch until you find yourself just deliberately looking away as they swim past, completely ignoring them, which you now wish you'd done in the first place. One of the biggest issues, though, with swimming is the boredom. I don't care what anybody says. Some guy the other day says, oh, it makes my head feel good. Really? It's just not much fun, is it? Swimming up and down, up and down, up and down. Maybe there and back, just for a change, break up a bit. It just gets so monotonous. Your mind starts to wander. You find yourself watching people. I mean, what else is there to do? You just people watch. Of course, when they're wearing very little, you start to feel a bit, well, a little bit pervy, don't you? Oh, you try to look somewhere else, but you can't help it. Everywhere you look, there's someone walking past with a swimsuit riding up their arse. Then the lifeguard catches you looking. Then you think, ah, oh, damn. Then, of course, you remind yourself that he's actually, well, you're in the pool, you're swimming. He's there at the top of his little ladder getting paid to look at girls in bikinis. Probably the reason he took it up in the first place. I mean, let's be honest. Have you ever seen a lifeguard do anything but sit still, mop the tiles, test the water or blow the whistle? No, neither have I. Another problem to encounter, and you'll have to forgive me for mentioning this, it's the intermittent warm area. Let me explain. So every now and again, you'll swim through a part of water that just feels a bit warmer to the rest. And you think, what's that? Where's that coming from? Now, maybe it's just me, but I suspect that's urine. I'd like to add, I've never peed in the pool. I can't go when someone's watching, so there's no chance I could do a sly wee. But I'm sure there are many who do. And I know this because every now and again, I swim through it. Look, that's just my opinion. I guess it shouldn't put you off. I mean, it's still much healthier than swimming in rivers. What do they call it now? Wild water swimming. Or as we used to call it when we were kids, swimming. I mean, it don't make it okay, obviously, if anyone relieves themselves in a public pool. And I'm sure the chemicals take care of it pretty quick. Much better than swimming in a river. I mean, it's just like being in a sewage works now, isn't it? Although, I do feel that they should maybe bring back some more outdoor pools. Nothing screams childhood more than a mouthful of dead flies. Oh, I do miss the outdoor pools. Where I go, it's a leisure centre, so there's a lot more to take in, like the sauna or steam room. It's part of the swimming experience for me. Again, there's a few things you need to know and just be aware of. Like, for instance, if you enter at the same time as somebody else, they hold the door open for you or you hold the door open for them and you both go into the sauna, steam room at the same time. You're sat there. And you keep sitting there. Other people might go out, come in, but you've gone in with that same person. And you're sitting there looking at each other, thinking, well, I'm not giving up. You're going to have to eat first. I mean, the other day, I was in there for 20 minutes. I only normally do 10. Sat there thinking, no way am I giving up. You'll have to peel my sweating corpse from this bench before I move. Thank God she called it a draw and left. I think a walking stick had got a bit too hot. And then there's a hot tub or jacuzzi. The etiquette for that is still a mystery to me. I never know if, well, let's say there's quite often a woman in on her own. I feel awkward going in. It feels like you're invading a space. And of course, I witness this quite a few times while I'm swimming up and down, up and down. I quite often see the gym knobs who've just done a 40-minute session of posing, walk through the doors, come into the pool area, towel over the shoulder. They've not come to swim, just pose a bit more. And he looks across and there he sees a girl, two girls in the hot tub. Boom, there he is, straight off. Sometimes he'd probably go in the sauna first. And I don't just mean one guy, I mean I watch a lot of guys doing this. But if there's any girls in the hot tub, they're straight over there first. Don't seem to have the same moral dilemma as I do. Always makes me smile though when the girl gets straight out, leaves him sat there, wishing he'd gone in the sauna instead. Because now he has to sit there for at least another 10 minutes, otherwise look like the dick he is. Now I did mention earlier that I started swimming in 2018. Unfortunately, in late 2019, I had to stop. I got a hernia and it just hurt too much. I couldn't continue. And I did talk about this in the first episode. Because of other issues that happened afterwards, I didn't actually start back swimming until the end of last year. It was about November time. And I got up to a decent level again. I felt I needed something to motivate me, though. Again, swimming up and down, you just need something to think about. And a friend of mine suggested something to me. It wasn't the same friend. Hopefully this friend won't need her name checking like he did last week, but fingers crossed I can talk about it without mentioning her. She reminded me about the virtual challenges you can do online. Now, I don't know if you've heard of them, but you take on, let's say, a designed, usually famous route, and you're putting the miles in real life, then you log them on the app or use a smartwatch, and it takes you along your chosen route, and you can see images from Google Street View of where you're actually walking. Well, technically, I'm swimming the route, but if you're walking it, whatever you're doing, you get to see how far you are along. And I chose Hadrian's Wall, 90 miles, felt like a good amount. Plus, I'd walked it a few years earlier with my two sons, and I just thought it'd be nice to see where we'd been. It actually takes 65 lengths of a pool to do a mile. I'll save you the maths, that's 5,850 altogether. If I could do that twice a week, which I have been doing, I'll be finished about November. Seemed feasible, so I started in January, and I'm now, literally as I'm recording this, exactly one third of the way through. I've done 30 miles. When I've finished, I get a lovely shiny medal. Nothing like a bit more motivation. I was going to make a Butley joke at this point, but I realised anybody under 40 wouldn't get it, so I'll just forget about that. Anyway, I'd actually began Hadrian's Wall, and then I saw that they do an English Channel swim. That's only 21 miles, obviously. I thought that would have been better to start with, so I do plan to do that after I've done Hadrian's Wall. It just got me thinking, though. Obviously, there's no Google Street View. Or is there? I mean, I'd love to think that some guy sailed across in a small boat taking pictures. I mean, if not, come on, Google, pull your finger out. It's a great idea. Today, the English Channel. Next week, the Atlantic. I mean, well, maybe not the Atlantic. That's going to be a bit boring. But the Channel is one of the busiest shipping worlds in the world. Shall I say that again? It's one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world. You're not going to be short of things to see, are you? I mean, apart from lots of ships, obviously, I'm guessing, though, one of the most common things will be large inflatable dinghies bobbing up and down, laden with migrants. Poor Google Face Scrambler will be working overtime trying to block out that many in one go. Anyway, I'll let you know if it's in place when I do it in November. Maybe someone might have nicked my idea then, done it with a drone. Or three guys from Top Gear sailed across in the Toyota Previa. We'll wait and see. Now, one of the main issues I have when I go swimming, and again, I know this is probably going to resonate with a few people. So you get out the water, you're wet, obviously, you've been swimming. I'm going to say again, I can't bend down. It's just my hips, they don't allow me to. So basically, I can't dry my legs. I can't remember the last time I did. I'll just let them dry themselves, that's it. So I never wear any... Just forgive me for this, it's not too much information, I just need to explain how this is going to go. After swimming, I don't wear any boxer shorts. Obviously too tight for me to put on. Loose fitting shorts, that's all I ever wear, even in winter. I mean, once I did try to battle with a pair of jeans. 15 minutes I was there, could hardly breathe. So it's just the loose shorts after swimming, and quite often I'm just straight home, it doesn't matter. Yeah, there's nothing can go wrong. Well, a few weeks ago, I had to go shopping after swimming, and I want to explain something else to you. So when I go to the supermarket, I have the little trolleys, and I have a big cardboard box, it's a banana box, and I put all my shopping in there. And when I get home, I literally lift the box on my shoulder, one hand on the box, one hand on my walking stick, and it's a short walk from the car to the house. I just find it safer and easier than using bags. It's something I've done for ages. So I've set the story up. And I guess you might know what's coming, but let me explain. So this particular day, straight to Morrison's. Other supermarkets are available. I always wanted to say that. Anyway, I got home and I got to open the car door. I always make the same decision. Shall I unlock the door first? Or do it while balancing the box. I have got no idea why I choose whatever I choose each week. Sometimes I walk across and lock the door first, open it up. Sometimes I just get the keys out in my hand with a walking stick, get to the door, balance it, open up the door. No idea why I choose it. This particular time, I've decided to leave it. I've opened up the boot, slung the box on my shoulder. I thought, ooh, feels a bit heavier than normal. Now, normally, if it's a heavy box, a few things, I take out the heavy things and do a couple of trips. But I'd got it up there. It was on my shoulder. It's fine. I'll be all right. I'll make it. And off I set. As I started to move towards the door, I could just feel my shorts starting to slip down. I'd only taken two steps. I thought, oh, shit, what shall I do? I thought, no, it'd be fine. And I sort of widened my hips a little bit. Just so I could walk, yeah, okay, you know what I'm trying to say. Keep the shorts up by widening my legs. I took one more step, thought, yeah, this will be fine, they're all right. Well, one more step after that, sadly, the few pounds I'd lost that week, combined with the weight of my phone in one pocket and the keys in the other, which I'd left in, Coupled with gravity, down came the shorts. Literally slipped right down around my ankles. And I was just stood there with a box and a stick. You can imagine, I thought, what shall I do? Shall I turn round, put the box back? Yeah, well, that's not a good idea, is it? I mean, anybody walking past now, minimal damage. I turn around and face them. Yeah, well, let's not go there. So I just thought, look, move forward. It's the best option. I had to step out the shorts. Nearly tripped up doing that. That's another story that could have gone a wrong way. Thankfully, they didn't. And I literally tottered towards the door, up the step. Oh, my God. Fumbling in my pocket for the keys, getting to the door. It felt like an eternity. I'm pretty sure no one walked past. Truth is, I really don't know. No one said anything, though. In fact, I did actually mention it to one of the neighbours a couple of weeks ago. She just laughed. So clearly, I'd like to think I would have heard by now. I mean, what with today's cameras, phones, culture as well, I'd imagine that picture. Anyway, I got into the house. Still had to retrieve my shorts, so I emptied the box. Came in handy, as did the grabber I keep in the kitchen. You know, them things that people pick litter up, I've got them scattered all over the house. So I literally stepped out using it as a shield. Oh, the box, that is, not the grabber. Wasn't that cold. I'd like to report the ending for the story, that I now have a new pair of shorts, one size smaller. So it shouldn't happen again. Well, not till I lose another stone anyway. I did worry about the neighbours opposite having one of those Ring doorbells and becoming viral on TikTok, but I've checked, they haven't. So I think I managed to get away with it. I can't see that being advice for anybody else swimming, because you shouldn't be in the same state as me, but hey, maybe you are, or maybe you will be. Just bear it in mind. I hope I haven't put you off swimming. If you're thinking of taking up, that is, and the fact, hopefully just the opposite. I mean, try the challenge. Get yourself some motivation. Whatever you do, if you're carrying a few extra pounds, or as in my case, a few extra stone, really don't care what anybody else thinks. Just get in there. Next week, I'll be talking about something else that helped me. Still does. And that's Slimming World, or as I call it, Fat Club. I appreciate you listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. As I said last week, if you did, please tell others. If you didn't, well, just lie. Pretend you did. And appreciate any downloads, anything, pass on any information to anyone. You'll find all my social media on the website keithmulhern.com. And I'd love to hear from you. Tell me what you think. Till next time, take care. Bye-bye.